With both the brief glimpse and the lasting fulfillment comes a strong feeling of release. This refers to release from all the various kinds of limitation and restriction which have hemmed and oppressed him heretofore. During this rare experience, the man feels that he is free from earthly attachments and worldly desires, that the intense peace he enjoys is the true happiness, that God's reality is the overwhelming fact of existence.
With the glimpse, there comes a curious feeling of absolute certitude, happy certitude, utter doubtlessness. The truth is there plainly before him and deeply sensed within him.
In the mystical happening of the glimpse, the man gets the intuition that this is what he belongs to. Here he can find rest. With the glimpse, a feeling overspreads his heart of benevolence towards all living creatures, not only human, but also animal, and not only animal, but even plant. He would not, could not, knowingly harm a single one. The Christians call this love, the Buddhists compassion, the Hindus oneness. My own term is goodwill, but all are right.
During such unforgettable moments, the soul will speak plainly, if silently, to him. It may tell him about his true relationship to the universe and to his fellow creatures. It will certainly tell him about itself. It may separate him from his body and let him gaze down upon it as from a height long enough to permit him to comprehend that the flesh is quite the poorest and least significant part of him. And perhaps, best of all, it will certainly fill him with the assurance that after his return to the world of lonely struggle and quick forgetfulness, it will still remain beside and behind him.